I want to welcome somebody this week who kind of, I'll tell you a little bit about him. First of all, his name is Arthur Fry, but what he's best known for is what everybody pretty much uses these days. It's called a Post-it note. And he's had 40 years of success developing new products and new business for 3M. He holds the position of corporate scientist and was given the highest form of peer recognition by being elected to 3M's Carlton Society. He was on the team of two Golden Step Awards and was reelected and elected to 3M's Circle of Technical Excellence. Arthur Fry, welcome and thanks for joining us.
Thanks. I'm pleased to be here.
In any invention, there's always people don't see what goes behind the scenes, the marketing, the research, the time and effort that goes into coming up with a solution, how many failures that goes into. I'd like you to talk a little bit about how the whole process, you talked about a critical path, how you designed the whole element of from beginning to marketing of the product in the field, how it worked with the Post-it note, because I think it's fascinating.
Sure. Well, let's talk a little bit about the basics of inventions versus innovations.
Mm-hmm.
An invention is where somebody's discovered a new way of solving a problem. But an innovation doesn't occur until everybody that is affected by that is using it. Now, for instance, Post-it notes are an innovation, but they weren't an innovation when I made the first samples or when we lined up raw material suppliers or we took care of the government regulations, the patent work, lined up manufacturing and marketing facilities and distributors to get them to the customer. They weren't an innovation until the customer was actually using them and had changed the way they communicated in their life.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's an enormous amount of work between that original idea and having it where the people are using it. And every part of that requires a lot of problems that have to be solved. And that's what business is all about. You know, if it were easy to do, people wouldn't need to buy these products or services from us.
Right.
They would do it themselves.
Right. A lot of people might want to ask you this. A lot of people are like, well, that was a great idea. I thought of that. And they always see these ideas that are marketed that they had 10 years ago. And
yeah,
obviously action is the key here.
Yeah. I've had people come up to me and say, you know, I had the idea for a self-attaching note, too. And I believe them because when many people are confronted with the same problem, a lot of people will think of a solution.
Mm-hmm.
But then it's a lot fewer number that will go ahead and do something about it and do all the work required to take that idea and solve the problem and then build that into a business. It's a lot of work.